And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your consumer knowledge base. Well, I don't know if it's your consumer knowledge base. I think what we're working on is your knowledge about things, because that's what we're trying to do here at the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So we're trying to expand your mental faculties. We're trying to give you information that nobody else will give you. And part of the reason nobody else will give you the information, well, there's a myriad of reasons. Let me just give you a couple. One is they don't want you to know what you don't know, because that keeps you focused on what you do know. The other thing ties right in with that, and it has to do with the fact that they're teaching you certain things. Now, you can go and define who they are, but when we look at the financial services world, when we look at what you're doing for investing, what we find is that everything that you're taught, everything that you talk about at the water cooler at work, everything focuses on one modality of investing. Were you aware of that? Yeah, you're probably very much aware of it, and you're probably a little puzzled when I tell you there are other modalities for investing. And you've heard of some of them. One of them's called real estate investing, but you don't know how to do it. You just don't know how to do it. But let's go back to the water cooler conversation. Because when you go to the water cooler at work, what do you talk about? Do you talk about sports? Yeah, sometimes you talk about sports. Do you talk about current events? Sometimes you talk about current events. Do you talk about investing? Sometimes you talk about investing. And when you talk about investing, what's the one type of investing that you always talk about around the water cooler? Stocks. Yeah, stocks, the stock market, right? I mean, what's the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing? What's the S&P 500 doing? What's the NASDAQ doing? Is it supporting your 401k, or is it detracting from your 401k? What's the market doing in relation to what you're trying to accomplish for retirement? And the kicker is the retirement plan that you're on uses the stock market. You either invest in individual stocks and you have a fund manager that does that for you. So really what you're investing in is a mutual fund. It's called a mutual fund because that's exactly what it is. It's a mutual fund. What is a mutual fund? Well, I could give you the long, drawn out textbook answer to that question, but you already know the answer because you're already invested in it. You're already doing that. You sat down with your financial planner and you talked about the future. You talked about your goals and objectives and where you want to be when you're, say, 65 years of age and eligible for Social Security, and how you're going to supplement Social Security with the big bag of money that you're working on building, which is really nothing more than a glorified savings account. Now, let's go back to the water cooler. Do you ever talk about real estate? It might come up from time to time, right? And usually comes up in the context of, yeah, real estate investor, I got to get me some real estate. That's where all the fat cats are making their money. Well, there's some truth to that statement. A lot of the fat cats are making their money in real estate, and they're also making money in other endeavors. But you're not one of the fat cats. Having a 401k and contributing to the 401k every month doesn't make you a fat cat. It makes you a normal American citizen who is bought into a retirement plan called the 401k, and you're happy that your employer helps fund that 401k. Maybe you've got some matching funds, so you feel like you're doing better than the average person that doesn't have matching funds. You feel like you've got an edge. You're getting ahead. And let's say you go 3 or 5 or 7 years working for an organization, and that organization makes a decision that it's time for you to go. It's time for you to leave. It is a unilateral decision that they make on your behalf, And effectively what they're doing is they're either firing you, laying you off, or just telling you that your services are no longer necessary. Some of you, within the sound of my voice, have experienced that effect. You've gone through it. Some of you have not. But the question is, when will you go through it? Because there are very, very few organizations out there that will hire you for your entire working lifespan. It's true. Most people have had at least one job change as they move closer to retirement. Many have several job changes. And what happens in that job change? Instability in your life. All of a sudden, your income stream stops, right? Oh, you may have gotten some kind of severance package where they paid you for a month or 2 months or 3 months. Some of you got a better severance package. They paid for maybe 6 months or a year, the equivalent of the salary that you would have made had you continued working. But let's say you can't find a replacement job. What happens when that money runs out? You find yourself in a financial situation where your expenses are exceeding your income. And you start looking at that 401k and you start thinking, well, if I just took some money out of there, it would satisfy me for a while. But that erodes your gains, right? There's one primary way you make money in the stock market. You buy a stock and the value of that stock goes up, causing you to earn a capital gain. If the value of the stock goes down, it's technically a capital loss, but it's only a capital loss if you actually transact the stock, which leads me to possibly the second way that you make money in the stock market, dollar cost averaging. Yeah, so you buy, let's say you buy at a share price of $10 and the value of the stock goes down to $7. Have you lost money? Yeah, not really. I mean, on paper, you've lost money, but unless you realize the capital loss, you really haven't lost money. Meanwhile, your financial planner is buying you more incremental shares of that stock, right? So you're getting the stock at a slightly lower price for the shares that you're buying. But keeping in mind, you've already bought shares at a higher price. And what you're banking on is the first thing that I talked about, which is you're banking on appreciation. You're hoping, you're praying that that stock goes up in value. And if it doesn't go up in value, let's say it goes down to $5 a share. You dollar cost average, right? Now there's a problem with stocks. Not all stocks go up. Some stocks go down. Some stocks go to zero and they're worthless. It's happened. Now it's not because of anything you did, but it's something that either the market saw or something the organization, the company, if you will, did that created a problem. Ever hear of a company called Enron? Yeah. They're a company that did some bad, bad things, and the market recognized that they did some bad, bad things, and the value of that stock plummeted. People lost fortunes in Enron. They did. There's other stocks I could mention that did the same thing. But let me talk to you about that third potential way that you could make money. Let's assume that stock got down to five, you dollar cost average down to five, and it made its way back to 10. You effectively made some unrealized gains on the fact that you bought stocks at $7 a share and $5 a share, and the shares went back to 10. Now, the ones you bought for 10, you're breaking even, right? But effectively, you've made a gain. You rode out the market, right? Okay. What's another way you could potentially make money in stocks? If you have a dividend-paying stock, which, by the way, they don't tend to go up or down in value. They tend to be very stable on their pricing, but they pay a dividend. That dividend is a payment to you, or technically to your 401k. You're not allowed to touch it, by the way, that goes in to your mutual fund account, and it's an increase in dollars in the form of a distribution. So those are really the only ways that I can come up with. And really, I had to stretch my brain there a little bit to come up with three potential ways that you can make money in the stock market. Now, some of you guys are going to say, well, there's options, there's puts, there's calls, there's all these other things out there. Yeah, now you're getting some very, very, in my opinion, risky type of investing. You really need to know what you're doing to invest in those things. And even if you think you know what you're doing, you could still lose everything. Very, very risky, in my opinion. And some of you would say, yeah, well, you were talking about the five ways we make money in real estate, Al. We've heard that real estate is very risky too. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. But here's what I've learned. If you educate yourself correctly, if you buy correctly, if you manage the asset correctly. If you do the things that Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you to do, you will own and operate real estate correctly. And it sets you up to make money five different ways. Shall I break them down for you? Well, the first way is cash flow. You take a look at what it costs you to operate the property. Those are your expenses. And then you look at your monthly rent. That's your income. You take your income, subtract your expenses, and what's left over is cash flow. And unlike a 401k, because you're not going to have real estate in your 401k, that cash flow comes directly to you. You can use that cash flow for anything you want to use it for. You could take the wife out to dinner. You could make a car payment with it. Again, you do with it what you determine you want to do with it. Now, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we're going to encourage you not to spend that money frivolously, not that taking your wife out to dinner is a frivolous expense, but that you use the money correctly to offset your expenses. And thereby, it reduces your need to rely on an income source that comes from working in a job. That thing you trade time for money for, that you spend 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week doing. Now, real estate investing is a little different than that stock account. Now, some of you might say, you could argue that the dividend that stocks pay is the same as cash flow. And I mean, to a certain extent, there is some argument to be had there. But here's the difference. Unless you're investing strictly in a pure stock account that's not a mutual fund or it's not rolled up into a 401k or an IRA, you can't touch that money. It has to go back into that retirement fund. Versus real estate, where there isn't effectively a retirement fund, but there's a lot of things that are going to benefit you as the real estate investor. So how the cash flow is treated is different with real estate than it is with stocks, especially stocks that are involved with a government-sponsored retirement account. You just have to understand that. Real estate, it's freeing. It creates independence from those accounts. We come back from the break. I've got four other things to explain to you about how we make money in real estate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on the gray matter between your ears. Yeah, we're working on the gray matter between your ears because we're sharing with you information that nobody else is sharing with you. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited does have some competitors out there, and those competitors have, well, I'll just say it. They've stolen Lifestyles Unlimited's message. Not that we have ownership rights to what we teach, because the financial information that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited goes back literally to the founding of this country. It does. I mean, people like Benjamin Franklin were doing the things that I'm teaching you on today's radio show and amassing, well, good money. They were amassing good money. Now, I'm not telling you that jumping into real estate investing is the equivalent to becoming a fat cat. It can result in that, but there are problems if you do it wrong. If you don't follow the education as the education is laid out, you could create problems for yourself. It's one of the reasons that Lifestyles Unlimited were very adamant about staying focused on the education that's provided. And we spend a great deal of time and effort and treasure to educate you correctly. Because one of the things that we have found in our 35 years of existence as a real estate investor education and mentoring company is that if you stay grounded on the fundamentals, your risk level diminishes. I'm not saying it goes away completely. That'd be a fool would say that. But your risk level greatly diminishes. And I think that's important. If you learn how to invest in real estate the correct way, and if you decide to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we will teach you the correct methodology. You still need to surround yourself with a mentor and like-minded individuals that can help you down the path. Education is just one component of doing real estate investing correctly. Mentoring is another component. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals that are your fellow members that you can talk about experiences, results, things with, very, very important. One of the things that we do as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community is that we have meetup events that occur all across the nation. Yeah, see, all of our members are not located in one particular spot. Our members are located nationwide. And we have a group of members that we call ambassadors that help facilitate those meetup events. And what those meetup events do is they allow you, the Lifestyles Unlimited member, to hang out and to get to know your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, some of those members are going to be way more advanced than you are. But you're going to find out that they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you. Some of those members are going to be kind of green, like you are right now, trying to figure it all out. It's a perfect opportunity for you to hone your craft, expand your knowledge base, and to connect with other people that are doing exactly what you're intending to do. It's one of the things that makes success a possibility for you. Now, I'm not guaranteeing your success. I'd be a fool to do that. But I will tell you, there is opportunity. There is great opportunity for you to do extremely well with real estate investing. But if you blow off the education, if you blow off the networking, if you blow off the mentoring, you're not going to get as good of a result as if you did those things. Now, I've noticed since I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for the past, I don't know, 8+ years, I've noticed that the people that tend to be more successful than the other people do exactly what I suggested you do. There's some kind of magic formula there. I'm just saying it seems to work. Kind of worked for me. Could work for you. I know it's working for other people in the organization. So there's something to it. But let me take you back to the different ways we make money when we buy single-family residential income-producing assets. I talked about the cash flow, and cash flow is king, because once you get enough of that cash flow coming into your household, it can replace your earned income, which puts you in control of your life. If you don't like your job and you don't want to work anymore, you can stop working. You can just leave employment and be okay, because the real estate is producing replacement income for that job. Or if you like where you're working, you like the people there, you like the mission of the organization, go ahead and keep working. But again, you're in control, because you're not worried about a layoff coming, because if it happens, so what? You can just go out and get another job, which leads me to the other opportunity, which is you want to work, but you don't like the work you're doing. Change careers. Go do something that you've always wanted to do, something that fascinates you, something you're going to enjoy doing. Remember, you're in control. Once that cash flow starts operating your life for you, you're in complete control of your life. Pretty cool result, huh? All right. So let's talk about something called equity capture. What is that? What is equity capture? Equity capture is the concept that a piece of real estate has a retail value and it has a wholesale value. And that when you buy the asset at wholesale pricing and you pay for expenses such as rehab and closing and holding costs, and you add those to the acquisition price, and you're still at wholesale pricing, the difference between your all-in cost or your all-in wholesale cost and the retail value of the property is equity that you capture in the deal. It's just equity that you pour on top of the money that you actually put into the deal. It is a way to build wealth. It exists in the assets that we tend to buy as Lifestyles Unlimited members. As a matter of fact, we've got a whole real estate team out there that supports the Lifestyles Unlimited buying modality. And that's one of the things that we focus on. Not me, I'm not a realtor. I don't sell real estate. But that's one of the things that is emphasized. There's actually these two things, cash flow and equity capture, are huge because they're the two fundamentals that are going to change your life. Now, there's other ways we make money in real estate. And two of those ways actually help to contribute to the equity after you've acquired and renovated the property. See, equity capture pretty much stops once you determine the retail value of your asset and you've put a resident in place to lease the property from you. The other two pick up from there. Did you know that real estate assets tend to go up in value year over year? That's exactly what happens. Real estate tends to go up in value, unlike the car you bought that tends to go down in value. Now, that could get me into a conversation about depreciation, but that would be on the tax advantages, and we haven't even talked about those yet. So let me go back to the natural appreciation. Historically, and this is me doing the number crunching. Historically, properties across the United States, on average, tend to go up about 3 to 3.5% per year. You can do your own analysis. You can come up with your own numbers. It's higher in some areas. It's lower in other areas. But historically, average, 3 to 3.5%. That means that every year that you own that asset, the retail value is going up by that percentage. Pretty cool, huh? It increases the amount of money or wealth that you have in the asset based off of you doing nothing, just letting the market do what the market does. Now, the other way we get additional equity in the asset is through the concept of leverage. What is this leverage thing? Well, leverage means that you are putting a mortgage on the property. You're not coming to the property with 100% of the funds. You're bringing in a lender, and you're asking that lender to contribute usually about 75% of the value of the property. Now, the neat thing about that is they make their money through the interest that you pay. And every month, you're going to make a mortgage payment. It's part of your expenses. When you make that mortgage payment, some of that payment goes to pay for that interest, which, by the way, is a tax write-off. The rest of the payment goes to principal reduction. In other words, the amount of money that you borrowed decrements downward every month, not by a lot in the beginning, but as you get through the life of the loan, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger to where it starts contributing more equity to your side of the balance sheet. Pretty cool stuff, huh? So we've talked about cash flow. We've talked about equity capture. We've talked about natural appreciation. We've talked about principal pay down. Now's where I get to talk about the tax advantages. There are tax advantages associated with owning real estate that you just have to follow tax law to get. It's as simple as that. What am I getting at? Well, one of the things the IRS is going to have you do is they're going to have you depreciate the asset. But unlike your car, which actually follows that depreciation schedule, real estate appreciates in value. So why are we depreciating it? Because the government says so. You're going to take a paper loss on that asset, and you're going to use that paper loss to offset the cash flow gains that you make. And what that usually translates into is that you're not going to pay any taxes on the income that you're making in the form of cash flow because the depreciation is offsetting it. Pretty cool, huh? That means that there's no tax liability on the cash flow. So if you make, say, $200 a month in cash flow, you're going to have more than $200 a month in depreciation write-offs. So your tax liability on that cash flow effectively is zero. Kind of cool. I think it's very cool. And when you learn how to depreciate like the pros do it, you can take even more depreciation write-offs, which can benefit you in other assets that you own. What other tax advantages are out there? There's something called the 1031 exchange. Now, I've done three of these, and they work out really, really well. So what's a 1031 exchange? A 1031 exchange is something that's written into tax code that allows you to sell an asset for whatever you can sell it for, and then buy a follow-on asset and move the money that you make off of the sale of the first asset into the purchase of the second asset or multiple assets, because maybe you're going to have to buy two or more properties to actually do it correctly. And in doing so, the government defers your tax liability. So even though you technically have a capital gain event by selling the property, the 1031 exclusion allows you to not realize that gain, but to move that gain into the follow-on property or properties. And in doing so, you defer the taxes. Now, how often can you do that? As many times as you want. There's no limit. There's nothing in IRS code that says you only get to do that once or you only get to do that three times. No, that language isn't there. You can do it as often as you want. I know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that use this as a strategy for wealth building. And here's where they're trying to get to. They're trying to get to a point in life where they have bought and built their real estate empires and they haven't had to pay any taxes because they've deferred the taxes the entire way. And what they intend to do is die. I know it sounds morbid, right? It's going to happen to all of us, though. So what do you mean die? Are they going to commit suicide? That would be terrible. No. That's not the plan. The plan is to allow a natural death to take over. Because what happens is that their heirs will take over the assets that the individual owned at that time, and the tax liability goes away. It is not projected onto your heirs. They take over the assets at whatever the assets are valued at the time they take it over, and they're not responsible for your tax liability. Effectively, the government eats the tax liability. Yeah. So what do your heirs do? Well, they can actually follow the same strategy. They can take all those assets that you inherited, and they can follow your business plan, because hopefully you taught them how to do what you're doing, and they can sell the assets and do 1031 exchanges into follow-on assets, wash, rinse, repeat. And unless something happens to the 1031 exchange, which, by the way, is part of tax law in this country, unless something happens to that, it's permissible. Generations can do this. You can do it. You can pass it on to your heirs after you pass away. They can do it. They can pass it on to their heirs after they pass away. Generational wealth building. It's a concept that works. Now, it doesn't work for every type of investing strategy, but it's tools for your toolbox. It's tools that help you make money in real estate and protect your wealth. Pretty cool stuff, right? So let me just give you a real quick sample of how all this works. There's a property out there somewhere in the United States. We'll call it sample property, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. I made this property up out of the Ethernet. And here it is. You can buy it for $100,000, but it's worth $200,000. It's going to cost you $50,000 in repair and closing and holding costs, which means your all-in cost is going to be $150,000. The difference between the $150,000 and the $200,000 that it's worth at the retail price is $50,000 of equity that you capture. Now, you're going to put $25,000 of your own money into the deal. And in doing so, you're going to have a total of $75,000 worth of total equity. Kind of cool, huh? Now, the cash flow on this asset is $200 per month, which is protected by the depreciation that falls off. And the property will go up in value. Well, I say will. It probably will go up in value 3.5% per year. You're going to have principal pay down. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow you to expand the money that you originally invested in the asset into the gains that you'll make across the property. And then you decide when to sell it. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 62,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the Start Here button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.